sweet his friends. This year should be a special schus for Armin Rami Rasi Sheyichu. Smoshita ben Peshadina. Leschus Yosef Tzvi ben Marasena Miriam. Leschus Rabbi Abraham Marasena Miriam. Leschus Nami Sarah Bas Marasena Miriam. Nechaget Bas Marasena Bas Rachel Esther. Hem Bechol Yotze Chalat Sam. We're going to be learning about Arvis ben Mitzvahs based on the Torah of the great Gaon. We have Ram Farbstein's at Sal. It says in the Mishnah in Maseches Rosh Hashanah that Echei Rishayti Bekotin Ein Motzinas HaRabin Dei Chovasan. Zeh HaKlal. Kol Shein HaMuchu Yibadar Bein Motzinas HaRabin Dei Chovasan. So, Echei Rishayti Bekotin Ein Motzinas HaRabin Dei Chovasan. The Klal is that if you're not Muchu Yibadar, then you cannot be Motzinas HaRabin Yidei Chovasan. The Rambam, Perek Beis, Milch HaShofar Lecha Beis writes that the Fich Rishayti Bekotin Shetaka B'Shofar HaShemeyam Hem Lo Yatsa, since they're not Muchu Yib. So they can't be motzi others, and therefore nisha rakatan who blow shofar hashomea mehem is not yotze yidei chovas. The Gemara says tani ahava berei the Reb Zeira kol brachas kol hapish yotze motzi chutz mibrachas ha'alechem ve'ayayin. So all brachas you could be motzi even if you're already yotze, but that's talking about brachas ha'mitzvahs, except for brachas ha'nenin, brachas ha'lechem ve'ayin. You can't be yotze if you were motzi if you're already yotze. Shem lo yotze if you weren't yet yotze, you're motzi. But if yotze, if you're already yotze, then you cannot be motzi. Only if you're not yotze, you could be motzi. But if you're already yotze, you can't be motzi. Rashi explains because Kol Yisrael reim zeb zeb mitzvus. Ma shein kein bebirchas hanehenin shein kan arvus shein an chova al haadam. So bebirchas hanehenin, there's no arvus. Why is there no arvus? Because they're not obligatory on a person. Lo lishini v'lo levarich. Don't get hanan, don't make the bracha, since it's not an obligation. Memela, you can't be motzi others. Memela, there's no arvus. Arvus is when it's an obligation. If it's not an obligation, there's no arvus. You're only responsible that other people fulfill their obligations. If there's no obligation, then you're not responsible for them. And that we require that you should be Ariv B'davar, in order that you should be able to be motzi your friend. Your friend is listening to you, your friend hears it, Shemeya Ka'oneh. So it would appear that if not for the din of Arvus, then your bracha has a shame, bracha levatala. And it's not called a bracha, that the Shomeya Mimena would be Yotze. So with din Arvus, you can make the bracha. Once there's an arvus, the arvus gives it a shame bracha. And that's why he could be yotze. That you can't say shomea ka'oneh is because if it would just be a bracha and there's no arvus, then it wouldn't be a bracha, wouldn't have a shame bracha. Arvus gives it a shame bracha. Now by mitzvahs, like tkiyas shofar and megillah, that we require that you have to hear tkiyas shofar from mechuyiv b'davar, and Megillah from Mechuyiv B'davar, we have to say that your mitzvah has to have a Shem Ma'aseh mitzvah. The tkiyah has to be a tkiyas mitzvah. The kriyas mitzvah shel Megillah has to be a kriyas mitzvah. And if it's not Mechuyiv B'davar, then it doesn't have a Shem Ma'aseh mitzvah. Umisha shama mimenu kilu shama kol keren o sipur dvarim. Velo tkiyah v'kriyas Megillah. So, if the guy is in Mechuyiv, then he just heard it's stam a horn. He just heard stam a nice story of Megillah, but it's not Kriyas Megillah Kipshuta. It has to be Mechuyiv B'davar. It has a shame. It has a shame mitzvah on it, and then he could be motzi others. And even if you hold, like those who say that Shmias HaShofar is the mitzvah, not the Tkiyah, okay, but even if the Shmias is the mitzvah, the Tkiyah is included in the Ma'aseh mitzvah. The Kiyah mitzvah is b'shmiya, but the Kiyah is also part of the Ma'aseh mitzvah. It also has the b'shem mitzvah on it. It says in Shulchan Aruch Arachaim Tavkuf Pehei in the Magen Avraham that somebody who's already yotze and he blows for other people, the one who's blowing makes the bracha. I want to ask, why don't the shulman make the bracha? Why is he allowed to make the bracha? The answer is, because the tokeh is included in the is the one doing the mitzvah. So even though it's for other people, but the tokeh is shaykh to the bracha. Like the Rambam writes, Echad osa mitzvah la'atzmo, echad osa la'acherim mevarich. Since he's making the bracha for other people, so he can make the he's doing the mitzvah for the other people. He has the right to make the bracha. We also see in Shabbos, Daf Chav Gimel Amar Aleph, that if Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, Lika Chayrish Odeh V'Katan, Lo Osa V'Lo Klum. If Hadlaka Osa Mitzvah, then if it was lit by Chayrish Odeh V'Katan, then it's garnished, then that's nothing. And not that a woman can be Madlik, is because she's obligated, and even though it would appear. That if another Gadol lights for a Balabais, the Kiyum Mitzvah of the Balabais is that a Nir Chanukah is lit in his house. And it's not that the Hadlaka of the Acher is like Hadlakas Balabais. But still, you're not Yotzei if the Madlik isn't Mechuyev. There's no Shem Maisim Mitzvah. So it's done like Hadlakas Nir. So you need a Mechuyev Bedavar, and therefore a woman is Mechuyev is Bedavar, and her lighting counts for you. Meaning, it's not like you lit, but she could be motzi you in the mitzvah now that you have Nera lit in your house, but it has to be lit by a bar chiyuva. So, according to this, we have a kasha. And that is, in Meseches Avodah Zarah, in the Chav Zayin Amud Aleph, it says that a woman is k'shera lamel. A woman isn't mitzvah b'mila. She's not mechuyavis b'davar. She's memuetes from the pasuk of Osa v'lo Osa. Kasher tzivo osa olokim, about Avram, not osa, man, not woman. So how does a woman have a shem ma'isa mila if she's not mechuyeves? We said in order that it should have a shem ma'isa mitzvah, you have to be mechuyev. But a woman isn't mechuyev b'mila, and therefore it shouldn't have a shem mila. Just like you can't be motzi somebody else unless what you're doing has a shem ma'isa mitzvah, they have to be mechuyev. So you can only be yotzei tkiya shofar megillah from somebody who's mechuyev. So how can this baby be yotzei his mila from a woman who's not mechuyevis? Shouldn't have a shem ma'isa mila. And even the one who passels a woman, it's because a woman are excluded from the pasuk says the mole has to be a ben bris. She's not a part of the bris. But not because she's not mechuyevis. So maishna mila mishar mitzvahs that you require a mechuyev bedavar. So the makne, maishna mila mishar mitzvahs, by shar mitzvahs we require mechuyev bedavar, and here we don't require mechuyev bedavar. So the makne in Meseches Kedushin Daf Chav Tes Amud Aleph asks ke'ein zeh, and he answers that a woman is shayach to mila because it's included in the chiyuv of all Kol Yisrael. Imalachem kol zarech shenach mechuyev mitzad the father, which mechuyev mitzad kol Yisrael, has to make sure the kid is gemalt, that the kid has a bris mila. So therefore, her ma'isa mila has her circumcision has a shem mila on it. But we have to understand that in the Gemara there we learn that an akum is pasul because of imol yimol or mes brisi tishmor. So by akum it's pashut that he's not mechuyev b'davar. Why do we need a pasuk to be ma'id akum? Now, as if your whole word is that a woman could do bris mila because she's included in the chiyuv of Kol Yisrael. So therefore, you see that you need a person to be mechuyev, and even a woman's mechuyev, then why do you need pasukim to be ma'id a goy? A goy is not mechuyev, so why do you need special pasukim if yimol yimol as brisi tishmor? He's not mechuyev. So why don't we possibly be memayed a goy? So, explain to Reb Farbstein that the shem Oral and Mol are chalois shemas begufa adam, like Tame and Tar. And just like Tefillah mitaharis is atame, it's not because he's makayim the mitzvah of Tefillah, but because the Torah says that Tefillah is mitahar, so too the shem Oral, that's Nifka, is not only de kiyum mitzvah mila begufo, only de maisa mila. V'chol mi, shelo, nismayit beparashis mila atzma, shenu yocholomu, miloso mila. What's mafkia the aral, is not that he can't do the mitzvah of mila on his own body. What's mafkia the arel, what makes an arel not be able to circumcise, is because his maisa mila is not a good maisa mila. It's not because he doesn't have kiyum mitzvahs mila begufo. Just like again, by the reason tefila is matara the tame is not because he did the kiyum mitzvah, but the Torah says that going to mikvah, being tovel, that's matara. So too the Torah says that this shame arol, that he's a mufka, is not because he hasn't had a kiyum mitzvahs mila begufo, but rather because the Torah was memayed him in the parish of Mila. And if the Torah wasn't memayed him in the parish of Mila, he could be mal, even though there's no kiyum mitzvah begufo. So that's why you need psukim to be memayed a goy, because the miut by bris mila is you need a special miut in the parish of bris mila. Anybody who wasn't mismait in the parish of mila, that he can't circumcise. His circumcision is a good circumcision. So when it comes to women, so women were mismait from the parish of mila, oso velo osa. Since women were mismayed from the parish of Mila, we said, so how can they circumcise? Teretz is because they're included in the chiyuv of Kol Yisrael, and therefore they can circumcise. And what about goyim? Why do we need special pasuk to be mayed goyim? They're not mechuyev. The answer is they don't have to be mechuyev. They don't have to have the kiyum mitzvah begufam. They don't have to have the obligation of the mitzvah of bris mila. By bris mila, we assume that a person can circumcise unless we're told otherwise in the parasha, unless there's a special miut. So we have a special miut by women, so therefore we have to find a reason why they are mechuyavos, why their mila is a good mila. And the answer is because it's midin kol Yisrael. But when it comes to a goy, if there would be no special miut of a goy, he could also circumcise. Because by bris mila, you don't need mechuyav bedavar. You don't need that there should be a that you're obligated yourself to have a mitzvah of mila. As long as you do a maisa mila, it's beseder. So a goy does a maisa mila, so what's the problem? The answer is that in the parasha it says that his maisa mila is not a good maisa mila. So we're mafkia the arel, not because he's not mechuyev b'mitzvah, but because he's memuat from the maisa mila. Because in the parasha we have a miyot to be memayim, that he can't be mekayim in mitzvah mila. Yesh l'stapek, let's say you have a gavra who's a bar chiyuva, and he's shayach b'maisa mitzvah, and he does the mitzvah for his friend, like tkiya v'chadoyme. Do we need a din arvus? He's a bar chiyuva. He's shayach b'maisa mitzvah. He's a bar chiyuva. He's shayach to the maisa mitzvah, and he's doing the mitzvah for his friend. He's blowing. Do we have to come on to arvus? Do we say shekol shebalas utz mitzvah bein avro bein avro chavero shem maisa mitzvah la bechavero yotzeba vein doima lebracha she'asu lo levarach levatala v'shem bracha levatala la. You say if he's going to do a mitzvah, whether he's doing it for himself or for his friend, it has a shem maisa mitzvah, and his friend is yotzei. Because when it comes to a bracha, you have a bracha levatala problem. And therefore you have to come on to Arvus. But when you're doing a mitzvah, you don't need the Arvus to say that it's not going to be a bracha lebatala. So maybe he could just be Yosei's friend. He's doing the mitzvah on behalf of his friend. He's blowing for his friend. You need to come on to Arvus. Since it has a Shem Maisa mitzvah, then maybe it's Beseder Gomer. You don't have to come on to Arvus. Or maybe no. If you're not being Yotze yourself, it's not called a Maisa mitzvah. And it's only Midin Arvus you're being Motzi. You can only be Motzi your friend if you come on to Din Arvus. You can't just be Motzi your friend without Arvus. By the bracha, you need to come on to Din Arvus to make it a non-bracha levatela. But by mitzvah, you could say no. You're Motzi without Arvus. So no. Since you're not being Yotze, you have to come on to Arvus. We have to understand why the Braisa learned the Chiddush Din of Arvus Bevirchas HaMitzvahs, which is only Derabbanan. So why do we learn it by Birchas HaMitzvahs Derabbanan and not on the Mishnah itself? That even though you're already Yotze Bitkia, you can be Motzi your friend. And even though it says in the Gemara on Chavtes Amid Beis Halu Megillah, it's Pashat, that means Birchas Halal or Birchas Megillah, but not by mitzvahs. And therefore the bracha, the braisa there is Mechalek between Birchas Hanenin, you can't be Motzi your friend, Birchas HaMitzvah that you can. Also the Rambam, he only brought the din of Afal Pi Sheyatzeh Motzi, the Perek Aleph Mibrachas, Lenin Birchas HaMitzvah Zebirchas HaMazon. But Behilchas Shofar, he only brings the Mishnah that to be Motzi others, you need to be Mechuyiv B'davar. But he doesn't say the vort that it's Arvus. And also by Halan Megillah he doesn't say. That's because the Rambam learns the Braisa is talking about Birchas Halel and not Linyan Halel Megil Atzma. And as far as Brachas, the Rambam tells us that by Birchas HaMitzvah Zafo Pishiyat HaMotzi. So that's an interesting question. Is there Arvus Be'asiyas Mitzvahs or is only Brachas? However, in the Yerushalmi, it says that even by mitzvahs, the din is sheyatzeh motzi. Yerushalmi brachas, burning the rach and Rosh Hashanah, kol mitzvah shadam pater, motzi es harabim yidei chovas and chutz mi birchas hamazon. Vatanina and kol shein mechuyiv bedavar, eino motzi yidei chovaso. So first we say that mitzvahs that you're pater, you're motzi, except for benching. And then we ask, didn't we learn in the Mishnah that if you're not mechuyev, you're not motzi? So how can you say if you're pati, you're motzi? Ha mechuyev motzi, afal pisha yotze. So you see that even that you're, if you're mechuyev, you're motzi, even if you're already yotze. That if you're not mechuyev, you're not motzi. But if you're mechuyev, you are yotze, you are motzi, even though you're already yotze. So the Yerushalmi is asking about benching. You just told me benching, you can't be motzi, because if you're potter, you could be motzi others, except for benching. Benching, if you're potter, you can't be motzi. But we learn if that you're not mechuyev bedavar, you can't be motzi. But if you are mechuyev, you can be motzi, even though you're already yotze. Mashma benching, you can be yotze, even if you're already yotze. So our shayla is benching. You can be motzi others in benching if you're already yotze or not. First we say no, and then we imply yes, because since you're mechuyev in benching, you can be motzi others. So the Gemara's answer is Shiny, Brichas Amazon, the Chsiva Chaltasot Verachta. Mishachal hu Yavarech, or Mishaloch Erechon Avarech Lotzi Acherim. So it says you have to eat, be satisfied, and make a bracha. If you ate, you make the bracha. If you didn't eat, then you can make the bracha to be motzi others. So therefore it says that all mitzvahs that you're pater, you're motzi others, except for benching. Benching is taka an exception to the rule, because benching you have to eat. And that it says, kol she'ein mechuyiv bedavar, ein motzi yedei chovaso, but if you are mechuyiv, you can be motzi, that doesn't include benching. If you're mechuyiv, you can taka be motzi other people. But a benching would be an exception to the rule, because benching you have to eat in order to bench for others. But what are we talking about here? We say kol ha-mitzvahs she'adam pater, if you're already yotze the mitzvah, and you can still be motzi others except for benching. So here we're equating brachas and mitzvahs. Benching is a bracha, and mitzvahs. So you see that the din of mitzvahs and the din of birchas ha-mitzvahs, according to the Yerushalmi, is one din. Okay, there's a lot more to talk about, and the Mirtz Hashem, we will continue B'li Neder in the next year. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved friends.